This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today said the government has chosen to shield citizens of India from the sharp rise in international crude prices amid the ongoing US-Israel-Iran war and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz by taking a hit on its own finances rather than passing the burden on to the consumers. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stressed that international crude prices have gone through the roof in the last 1 month, leading to petrol and diesel price increase of 30 to 50% in Southeast Asian countries. He said the government had two choices, either increase prices drastically, like other nations, or bear the brunt on its finances to insulate Indian citizens from international volatility. Mr. Puri said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government, in keeping with its commitment over the last 4 years since the beginning of Russia-Ukraine conflict, decided to take a hit on its own finances again to safeguard its citizens. He added that the government has taken a huge hit on its taxation revenues to ensure that very high losses of oil companies, approximately 24 rupees per litre for petrol and 30 rupees per litre for diesel, are reduced at a time of sky-high international prices. The minister further mentioned that an export tax has been levied, noting that as international prices of petrol and diesel have skyrocketed, any refinery exporting to foreign nations will have to pay the export tax. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today clarified that the rumours of a lockdown in India are completely false and there is no such proposal under consideration by the government. In a social media post, he noted that as the global situation remains in flux, the government is closely monitoring developments across energy, supply chains and essential commodities on a real-time basis. He urged everyone to remain calm, responsible and united. The central government has reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption. In a social media post, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the decision has been taken in view of the West Asia crisis. She further noted that duties have been imposed on exports of diesel at 21.5 litre and on aviation turbine fuel at 29.5 rupees per litre, which will ensure adequate availability of these products for domestic consumption. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with the chief ministers of all the states through video conferencing this evening on the West Asia conflict to review state preparedness and plans. Sources said the meeting will focus on ensuring coordinated efforts in the spirit of Team India. However, the chief ministers of elected bound states will not be part of this meeting due to the enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct. In Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP leader Balendra Shah will be sworn in as the Prime Minister today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the President's office in Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu at 12:34 p.m. local time. In Uttar Pradesh, the festival of Ram Navami is being celebrated today with religious fervour. The main attraction of the celebration is in Ayodhya, where Surya Snan is taking place at Sri Rama Janmabhoomi Temple. We have a report from our UP correspondent.
People are taking bath in Saryu River and Ram Ki Paddy before doing darshans of Lord Rama at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple. After Abhishekam of Lord Ram in the morning, the Surya Tilak will take place in the Sanctum Sanctorum at exactly 12 noon when a beam of sunlight will fall on the forehead of the deity for approximately 4 minutes. The temple will remain open for darshan from early morning till late at night to accommodate the large influx of pilgrims. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, defending champion India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan in Maldives yesterday. The win helped India move into the semi-finals of the championship while knocking out rivals Pakistan. India will now take on Bangladesh in the semi-finals tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.